Parker.
Good evening. Do you hear me?
Hello?
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying Yana Bakoa. Ana Bakoa. Gedulat Shemincha. Alephet Gimel Yiftach Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadvenu Taharenu No Ra. Kufrei Chayim Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dor Sheyehu Cha Kevavat Sham Reim Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kashin Bar Hem Tacharem Rakame Sitkacha Tami Gam Leim Betet Reish Saritav Gimel Hasin Kadosh Bero Tucha Nael Adata Et Kufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyer Lamcha Penei Zopre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Talumo Shinkufav Tzadiyotach. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energies and the left column energies of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseyawon Wafesha, We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashah Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barifu Ishkinte Bitki Lurkimu Udki Lurki Lurkimu Leakta L'shem Yodhe Bavate The Yehuda Shalim B'Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Elohino Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kenenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kenenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Taneinan Dekudsha Berichum Choma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Be'ovada Dikshot Leidlach Mila Bialma, Divaye Bar Nash, the Dahya Leia, Mineya Ulan Haga, Beya Kalana, Tehaku Ovada, Dishot Inun, Wikola, its Irish, Bialma. The energy of the year 5779, our current year, is to become wiser. There are three verses in the Tanakh that have the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Tet, concealed within the verse. Each of these three verses have this name separated by two letters each. The first verse that we study is from Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'imadele lo tishme'uli v'yasafti li'asra etchem sheva al hatotechem. Next, we will study a verse from Isaiah. It is chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatachta al mishenet hakane harut haze al mitraim asher yisamech ishalav uvabekapo unkava kein paro Melech Mitzrayim, v'kol ha'bohim ma'alav. And the third verse comes from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 6, verse 13. V'gam ani hecheleti ha'kotecha Hashmem al hatotecha. There is a fourth verse, which is one of 13 verses that start with the letter He and end with the letter Tet, thereby connecting to the energy of the year Tavshin Ayin Tet, or He Tavshin Ayin Tet. This is the fourth of these 13 verses. It is from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 25. Hayiroti mitzapon vayat mimizrach shemesh ikra vishmi v'yavo seganim kemo chomer Ukmo Yotzer Yirmas Kit. There is a fifth verse that connects to the energy of this year. It's a verse that starts with the letter Tav and ends with the letter Tet. It's in the book of Job. It's chapter 41, verse 22. Tav Hadudei Chares Ir par charutz aleitit. The year of the year 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. Essentially, this is a tool to help keep our ego under control and learn how to be humble. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first is from 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Excuse me. וישכב אמנון, ויחל ויבוא, המלך לראותו, ויאמר אמנון, אל המלך תבוא, נא תמר, אחותי ותלבב, ועיני שתי לביבות, לעברי מידה. The second verse is from Psalm, chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Tet. The letters of this year are separated by three letters each. Chatati Odiaha. Wawoni, Loki Siti, Amarti Odeale, Feshai Ladonai, Yohe Wahe, Weatanasata, Awon Hatati, Selah. The year 5777. As the energy of a wake-up call, also the energy of the goat. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzot Aduni Katzipor Oyevai Chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we have Tzot Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the wake up is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. This name is separated by seven letters each. Kin Vadonai Yohewahe. Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of a pause that refreshes. There are again two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yahaskum achechem ha'levim ad k'lo tamlacha V'yad yitkadshu ha-kohanim. Ki ha-livim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. The second verse, well actually this verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each of the words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hey 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 Akka'a Rekaha. The next verse that connects to the hot pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Yehovah Adonai, Yehovah Ade Ad, Kibia Yehovah Adonai, Yehovah Tzur Olami. The year 5775 connects to the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemi meni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, it's 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyiyam, asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem, elai el nahum, v'halakti yitchem, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'chipasti, O Tob, call Alfe Yehuda. And the third verse that comes from Job also, it's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetsa, yo veid roav, yo mruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom l'ami l'Yisrael untati v'shakan takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla l'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God using the tool of saying the letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta he zayo alada La awa he he a yoza la me be he he re yo he ko me la awa cha la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he se se wa nu ta he he a yo re ta shi a he Reo yo wa wa me, la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he, ka wa ko me nu da, anu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za, he 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he da nu wa he me he yo ta me be Nu ko ayo wa se be wa we a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the Tzaddikim, the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, using the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame. Me be shi la yo he, anu wa ka me ta, he he yo anu da, la he but wa me he me a, yo ta la me re he, he yo yo he me me, la wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo wa wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ta a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. He she he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo she a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he be a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me ta re. Wa he be yo wa he ala wa me za yo. Da he be me kako ala a he he wa. Le la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadiqim who left this day, which is the third day of Tevet, Rabbi Avraham Brandwein of Straton, Rabbi Yaakov HaKohen Gadisha, Rabbi Yehezkel Ezra Yehoshua, Rabbi Chaim Lieb Shmulovitz. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. We'll now say the abridged Kaddish, which is a an elevator that takes us up and lets us down gently. But first, we will say the two lines of the Shema Yisrael, in case any of us have not said it as of yet this evening. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Now for the abridged Kaddish. Itkadal itkadashem me'rabah. And we all say Amen. Be'alma divra kirute v'yam lich malchute b'chayech onu v'yomech onu v'chayech t'kol bet Yisrael te'agal al v'zman kariv itbarach v'ishtabach itbar v'itromam v'itnasei Vita dar vita le vita lao shemede kucha le'ela min kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechemata da'amiran bi'alma yeheshlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'alko Yisrael. Oh, say shalom, im romal, hu ya se shalom aleinu, we all call Yisrael, im ruah, amen. There is a meditation that it's good to say this time of the year as we approach the Shavuot period. You'll find it on the unique astrological times link That's underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. When that link opens up, scroll down to the last link on the page. And that will open up to a meditation with the four-letter name of Hashem and the word Ani intertwined. Malchut Yoaheni Wayohe Yoaheni Wayohe Yoaheni Wayohe Yesod Yuahuni Wuyohu Yuahuni Wuyohu Yuahuni Wuyohu Hod Yuahuni Wuyohu Yuahuni Wuyohu Yuahuni Wuyohu Netzach Yahini Wiyohi Yahini Wiyohi Yahini Wiyohi Tiferet Yoahuni Woyoho Yoahuni Woyoho Yoahuni Woyoho Gevura Yeah, me we yo. Yeah, me we yo. Yeah, me we yo. Chesed. Yeah, hemi we yo hair. Yeah, hemi we yo hair. Yeah, hemi we yo hair. Bina. Yeah, hemi we yo hair. Yeah, hemi we yo hair. Yahini Wayohe Hakma Yahani Wayoha Yahani Wayoha Yahani Wayoha We're now going to study the writings of Rabbi Ashlag connecting to the parasha of the week, which is Vayigash. You can find the handout in row 14, the second column from the left of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to Parasha Vayigash. There are two links. Please open the top link titled The Evil Years. And this is where we will begin our study. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud, but after we say, oh, in the whisper, the eight lines of the eighth line of the Anabakoa. Vayino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononeihu. Kabbalah teaches how Jacob greatly rectified the sexual transgressions of Adam. In this parasha, Jacob emigrates from the land of Israel to Egypt. Joseph presents him to Pharaoh, who asks him how old he is. And Jacob answers, "The days of the years of my journey on earth are 130 years. The quality of the days of the years of my life have been few and evil. And they cannot compare to the days of the years of my father's lives in the days of their journeys on earth." Why did Jacob call the days of his life few and evil? To answer, know that Adam was reincarnated into the patriarchs, and that is why they are called the fathers, after Adam, who was the first father. Adam's nephesh was reincarnated into Abraham, his ruach into Isaac, and his neshama into Jacob. Adam was the father of all humanity, and the patriarchs were the fathers of the Jewish people. The line of humanity selected to fulfill God's intentions in creation, his plan of creation. For this purpose, the fathers were endowed with the spiritual capacities necessary to fulfill this purpose. Their creation as a people can therefore be compared to the creation of humanity as a whole, and their progenitors to humanity's progenitor. It is explained in the Zohar, the Tikkuni Zohar, that Adam's nephesh was reincarnated into Abraham, his ruach into Isaac, and his neshama into Jacob. As will soon be explained, the patriarchs rectified the collapse of spiritual consciousness Adam precipitated by his sin. In so doing, they had to reconstruct divine consciousness from the bottom up. Thus, Abraham began with the lowest level of the soul, the nephesh, which is the animating vital force in the body. Isaac continued with the ruach, the emotional life force, and Jacob continued with the neshama, the intellectual life force. It is also explained in the Zohar that Abraham rectified the sin of idolatry, Isaac the sin of murder, and Jacob the sin of sexual licentiousness. These are the three cardinal sins which the Torah instructs us to give up our lives for rather than to transgress, unless it is a case of a government trying to snuff out Judaism altogether, in which case we must give up our lives rather than committing any sin, however small. Adam, in a certain sense, transgressed all three of these cardinal prohibitions in committing his primordial sin. He transgressed God's command with denying him. This is akin to idolatry. And this is the sin of Adam, and also how Abraham corrected it. Inasmuch as this sin brought death upon the whole human race, it is akin to murder. And this was corrected by Isaac. By committing the sin, he plunged the souls of all humanity into the realm of evil. This is akin to adultery or sexual licentiousness. In general, which misdirects productive seed or creativity into realms where they are not meant to be. Someone who does not procreate does not utilize his sexuality properly. Abraham rectified the sin of idolatry by smashing his father's idols and promulgating monotheism in the world. Isaac rectified the sin of murder by submitting himself to be killed by his father. Jacob rectified the sin of sexual licentiousness by working for 14 years for his wives, Rachel and Leah, thereby redeeming their souls from the realm of evil into which they had been cast by Adam's sin. It is also explained in the Tikkuni Zohar that when Jacob descended to Egypt, it was only then that Adam's soul was reincarnated in him. Now, Adam sinned by wasting his seed during the first 130 years of his life, as we have explained. After the sin, Adam separated from Eve for 130 years. Although this was an act of penitence for his sin, it backfired, because during this time he succumbed to sexual fantasies and had seminal emissions, which the forces of evil use to propagate demons. Wasting seed is described in Scripture as evil, as in the verse, "And Er, the firstborn of Judah, was evil in the eyes of God. He was called evil because he wasted his seed." And I am adding, the name Er uses the same letters as the Hebrew word Ra, which translates as evil. The phrase, "the eyes of God," can be both a level of consciousness as well as a race of angels. It is also written, "and the imagination of his heart's thoughts is only evil," the whole day. The verse describes the state of humanity before God sent the flood. The generation of the flood was guilty, among other things, of sexual licentiousness. It is also written, "Woe to the wicked, the evil one." In the Zohar, this verse is interpreted to refer to someone who does not procreate, that is, does not utilize his sexuality properly. As we said, Jacob set out to rectify the sin of sexual licentiousness, wasting seed and giving it over to Lamed Lamed and Naam, who are termed nakedness, as is known. This feminine evil takes the vital forces of wasted seminal emissions and impregnates itself with it, producing demons. As we have seen previously, these are the archetypal female demons, the power of evil to receive life force from the realm of holiness. This feminine evil takes the vital force of wasted seminal emissions and impregnates itself with it, producing demons or forces of evil, anti-divine consciousness. The idiom for sexual licentiousness, Yilui Areyot, literally means uncovering the nakedness of a forbidden sexual partner. His first 130 years therefore passed in suffering and exile, as is known. Until he came to Egypt, Jacob's life was a long series of troubles, as Rashi lists them. The trouble of Laban, who deceived him and tried to steal from him. The trouble with Esau, who tried to kill him. The trouble with Rachel, his favorite wife, who died in childbirth. The trouble with Dinah, who was raped by Shechem. The trouble with Joseph, his favorite son, who was sold and he thought was dead. The trouble with Shimon, who was detained in Egypt. And the trouble with Benjamin, who Joseph demanded be brought to Egypt. This is the meaning of few and evil 130 years, since they were evil due to the suffering he endured. Adam's sin of wasting seed for 130 years, termed evil, was rectified. When these years were completed, the soul of Adam entered him, for Jacob had by then rectified these years. It was then written, "And Jacob lived in Egypt for 17 years. For at that point, the living neshama of Adam entered him." This is alluded to by the words, "And Jacob lived." These words imply that Jacob received a new influx of life force, which, as we have seen, was the rectified soul of Adam. This lasted for 17 years. This being the numerical value of the word for good in Hebrew, tov, indicating that the first 130 years were spent rectifying the evil, whereas the last 17 years were good without evil. Tov is spelled Tet Vav Bet and equals 17. These years were the good years of Jacob's life. For he was reunited with Joseph, and he lived comfortably with his family, all of whom were loyal to Judaism. And this is why Jacob descended to Egypt, for it was there that all the soul sparks that Adam wasted during those 130 years were reincarnated, as we have explained elsewhere. I am adding, please remember the correction of Adam's mistakes is separate from the elevation of the sparks that fell into the Klipot from the worlds of Tohu and Bohu. That's the end of the first section. I'm going to call the class because I'm a bit tired. And does anybody have any questions?
No, sir.
Say again?
Oh, no, sir.
You all have a good week this week. And remember to not be reactive. And I bid you all a shalom gadol. Large amount of peace and serenity.
Thank you.
Goodness. Shalom to you all.
Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you.